If you're new to Wyoming and are thinking about applying for a resident hunting license, well, you might want to look into a few things first. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Everybody wants to save a buck or two. For some, it applies when it comes to hunting a buck. The abundance and opportunity of some of the nation's best hunting and fishing can be a motivating factor when it comes to filling out hunting applications or buying fishing licenses for non-residents. While the non-resident deadline for elk was January 31st, application deadlines for resident and non-resident deer and antelope is still a ways off, May 31st. But an important question on each application can mean a hefty fine if you're a non-resident and answer that question incorrectly. Each hunting application asks for residency status. And each year, some people chance it and commit false oath, claiming they're a Wyoming resident when they're not. As residents and non-residents apply for deer, antelope, and fall wild turkey before the May 31st deadline, some newcomers to Wyoming may try applying as a resident. That's because there's significant cost savings residents pay for licenses compared to non-residents, and in some cases, drawing odds for licenses is much better. While many false oath violations Game and Fish detects are done on purpose, many are also unintentional. That's because folks simply aren't up on Wyoming's residency laws. You could actually spend money if you get caught. In some situations, convictions on false oath can ring you up for as much as a $10,000 fine, loss of hunting and fishing privileges, and restitution if an animal is taken. Claiming false residency on a fishing license, well, that'll make for an unforgettable story if you get caught. A fine there could go as high as $240. You must be a U.S. citizen or legal alien, be domiciled and physically residing in Wyoming for one full year. That's 365 consecutive days before you apply for or buy a license, even if your residency becomes official when hunting season opens. Residency requirements are tough because Wyoming people value the privilege to hunt as residents and place that value on its wildlife, too. Questions about residency status can be answered with a call or visit to your local Game and Fish office. Non-residents have until May 8th to modify their elk applications. All hunters have until May 31st to modify their deer and antelope applications. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.